16, please.
Item number 16, 2013 Adopted Budget Amendment 1B002 from the Clerk of Circuit Court submitting the recommended Combined Courts Operations 5-Year Capital Improvements Program Plan to the Capital Improvement Committee. This item is informational only, and that's otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Good morning again. Good morning. Chief Judge Kremers and Clerk of Circuit Court John Barrett. Welcome.
Thank you, and I appreciate you indulging the chief, and particularly me. I was the one guilty of the lobbying, and I apologize.
No, I corralled you in the parking lot, so I'm sorry. Gentlemen, I think that the report speaks for itself, and I know that this is something that we are just starting. This is something new that we're going to have this Capital Improvements Committee that, as every year goes by, it'll be around this time on an annual basis that we'll do this. I don't know if there's questions from committee members. Supervisor Weishaupt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is mainly for just Corp Counsel, and that is more of a procedural piece that we're referring it to this capital improvement versus recommending to them, because I don't want to give anybody the impression that we're giving the final yes to go forward with these capital improvements. I'm just looking at the language here where it says recommended.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I don't have the exact language in front of me, but I believe this came up at a prior committee meeting.
Right.
Although Ms. Walker and I were not there, but the ordinance talks about recommending these proposals, if you will, to the Capital Improvement Committee, and it uses the word recommend. I think my understanding from talking to some supervisors, by no means a majority, that the intent of the ordinance was not to make any kind of final policy decisions, but the intent was to refer these recommendations from departments through the standing committees to the Capital Improvement Committee. I also believe that the board may want to refine that language to reflect its intent better than it does mm-hmm. now. So I think you either can refer it to the Capital Improvement Committee with this, with a recommendation or without a recommendation, or you could lay it over. The board could refine, amend the language of the ordinance so that it reflects its intent and then take the matter up next month.
Well, I guess my in the packet we have a resolution. I was wondering whether or not that resolution actually needed to be in the packet rather than just the list of the capital projects.
My understanding is the resolution was drafted from the departments because they were complying with the strict word of the ordinance that called for a recommendation, and so that's why it's there. The resolution is obviously the committee's call in terms of passing it.
Is then the appropriate motion would be to refer to committee without recommendation?
I'm looking at Ms. Walker. She's shaking her head no. Her opinion is that it should be a recommendation. It doesn't have to be an adopted resolution, but it could be a referral with a recommendation. Like a referral to staff, similar to that idea.
I guess I'm looking at like my main point was I want people to understand we're not approving these. How do I get to that point?
Well,
put a little guidance on it.
I think it's clear that the committee doesn't have the authority to approve capital budgets.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have a proposed budget for 2014, obviously. So I think it's inherent that you can't do that and you're not doing that. What you're doing, I think, is taking the recommendations from the various departments, passing them on as recommendations for the Capital Improvement Committee to review as part of their review, because then they take that and assemble all those recommendations together and make I assume they're going to winnow it down and make a recommendation to the county executive by May 15th, as it says in the ordinance, for his consideration. Again, not binding on him either, but for his proposed budget in the fall.
Okay. Just want to be clear. That's fine.
So do you want to make the motion?
Well, do we need one if it's informational? Do we just refer to the CIC? Is that the Capital Improvement Committee?
The motion, I think you're calling for a motion to refer, is what you're
saying. That'd be fine. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going the same way. There's some of the same. I think we all have the same questions. I think sometimes intents and the specifics kind of collide here. I mean, this is a new budget initiative. The board really wanted a chance to have a chance to look at priorities. Also, we get involved on this instead of fighting among each other on capital improvements, and as all of you are, I'm afraid, very well know and are versed upon, that we have limited capital money, especially with the bonding we did a couple of years ago. So we like to look and prioritize, and I'm presuming I'll be asking, and appreciate the work that you need to do this. We always got to look forward and look at the capital stuff, and I presume most of my seniors, several like this, the departments and stuff, kind of prioritize, you know, this is my first priority, and I think that's a good way to look at it too. So this is a new committee. Obviously, we want the, and we got representation from different groups on this, so I think this is something that's going to take some time to work out. I guess I'll try to be patient. Maybe all of us can try to be patient with this, because administration has put something together too, but we've had some collisions, and we want to make sure we're part of the process. We haven't been part of a lot of processes, unfortunately, here, and this is a way to get us involved. But it's not just us, the board, looking at this. The Capital Committee has other people on it. I know I talked to my mayor in Wauwatosa. She's been asked to serve on it, for example. So I think we get a nice cross-section of stuff. So, we don't have the power to say yes to all these things yet. They're not in the budget, but we want to have a chance to look at these things and try to prioritize in our own mind, the help of this committee, what priorities we need to look at. So I think we have to refer and you know, pass these recommendations on, because we appreciate the work the departments are doing on this, and just go along with that, I think. So I would wholeheartedly support that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. So on referral, if there's no other questions, Madam Clerk, please call roll.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer to the Capital Improvement Committee is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. And just for the audience edification, in yesterday's Transportation Public Works Committee, the reason it was, one of the reasons it was laid over was that there is a, I don't want to say conflicting report, the CBRE report that talks about facilities, talks about maybe demolishing some or whatever. And so in that particular realm, if you will, what a department head might be suggesting might be totally opposite of what that report says. So that's why there's some confusion here. But obviously, the Capital Improvements Committee is supposed to winnow all of that out. The respective committees are supposed to refer these things. And so thank you all for your indulgence. All right. Item number 2, Madam Clerk.